Welcome to this episode of Naked Men Talking, a podcast exploring naturism and the power of getting a close-up. I'm Gareth Johnson. On today's episode, we're joined by JD. JD describes himself as the best-dressed nudist, sharing updates on his life with the aim of normalizing non-sexual nudity. JD, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, describing yourself as the best-dressed nudist is a nod to your career in fashion, is that right? It seems a bit of a paradox. Are you into clothes but just not wearing them?
Exactly. I look at it more as irony. My whole career has been in fashion, and I love what I do. I'm very fortunate to have had this career my whole life. I came out of the womb a stylist. I was that kid in a small town that snuck in Vogue magazines instead of Playboys because I would get lost in these beautiful editorials. I grew up in the era of supermodels and Linda Evangelista and designers like Margiela and John Galliano and Alexander McQueen and things like that. So it was that escapism as a child that I loved, being a little gay kid from a small town. And I was fortunate enough to build a career doing that. But then there's this naturist side of me that I also discovered as a little kid where, I kind of always slept naked, would, go to bed without my underpants on. And my mom would be like, "Hey, what did you, oh, I forgot." She'd just laugh at me. So there was always that duality, but I love the art of fashion. I love the art of styling. I love that, how in so many TV shows and movies, it's like a secondary character. And look at Sex and the City or old movies like Mahogany, things like that, where the wardrobe is such an important part of the movie. That's how I look at fashion. It isn't about buying something expensive to look like you're rich. It's not about just buying a label for the sake of buying it. It, you really can create a character through styling. So that's my passion in it.
Yeah. And you talk about how you always felt comfortable naked, but when did you sort of start to realize that it was a thing for you and maybe that not everyone was in the same headspace that you were in terms of getting your clothes off?
Sure. I lived in Los Angeles for a long time. And, thankfully it's great weather and there's nude beaches. It was something I always wanted to explore, but just, I think a lot of younger people just fear of doing it alone. You don't have friends to go with. No one else wants to go. I think it's getting different now, but I think back then, and I'm aging myself, but this is the 90s. You just didn't talk about it with, your peers. You didn't talk about it with your friends. So I just started, I was always a home nudist and, maybe dated a guy here and there that was, comfortable being nude at home, but terrified to go to the beach. And so I would start to do, go by myself, terrified. And the first time you go, I think the first time I went, I don't even think I took my shorts off. I just sat there, just mesmerized and terrified. Oh God, what do I do? And then I think the next time I went, I finally took my shorts off, but just stayed on my towel. Like didn't even walk to the water. I think if I walked to the water, put it back on, that shimmy when you're sitting down, you're like, oh God, you're all looking at me. And then eventually got the courage, to walk to the water. Realized no one fucking cares. No one's paying attention. So that's kind of how it started.
And how did that feel when you sort of had that breakthrough of your sort of first public naturist experience? The way you're describing it sounds quite liberating to sort of get to that point.
Yeah. I think, it's the cliche answer that everyone says. I think we're all self-conscious. We all have our own body issues. And then you go to a new beach when you see it really is just all ages and shapes and sizes. And everyone is just there to enjoy the sun and the sand and the water. It's not for anything other than that. And I think that's what's liberating. What's liberating is that nobody cares.
Yeah.
Right. That's what is the liberating part of it.
And you mentioned body issues there. What was your relationship with your body like when you were growing up? Were you self-conscious in some way?
Oh, of course. I think, everyone is. I think most people are lying if they say they're not. I think as you get older and you get more mature, you let a lot of things go. But yeah, of course, I definitely, I think being in Los Angeles, being a gay guy, being in the fashion industry, you're around just beautiful people constantly, and people with incredible bodies, and men and women, you know, everyone is gorgeous. And so I think it's hard to not feel that. So yeah, but I think I did start to work out a little bit later. I got a trainer, I did the thing. And, you know, once you start feeling a little better about yourself, and, you know, it kind of all fell into place, and you just kind of let it all go, you know, start to not care as much.
Yeah. And you're based in Dallas now. What took you from LA to Dallas?
Yeah. So I was in Los Angeles and then I was in New York. So I was in LA 15 years, New York for 10, and then Dallas for 2.
Ah.
It was kind of a COVID move. New York was just tough to be in COVID.
Yeah.
Been there for 10 years. My husband had moved to New York for me. He was living in Miami. You know, his journey was tough in New York because 2 of his 3 years were COVID. So he never got to experience it the way he should have. The first year, you're just trying to figure out the subway systems,
sure.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we just had that moment of, this ain't it. We need a house and a yard. So Dallas was unexpected, but he got a job here. So we wound up here.
And is Dallas a good place to be a naturist?
You know what? Shockingly, it's not bad.
Why do you say shockingly? Because I haven't been to Dallas, so I'm not
sure. Sure. First of all, I just want to say Dallas is great. Any listeners from Dallas, you're awesome. I mean, Texas is tough. It's conservative.
Yeah.
I've never lived anywhere that was a conservative state. You know, I'm from the Pacific Northwest, so like liberal, conservative.
Did you really feel that though when you moved to Dallas? That, and you must have known that going in that you were moving into a conservative part of the world.
I knew that Dallas leans more liberal for sure. And you feel
no,
that.
Dallas leans more conservative.
Dallas leans more liberal, where the state is more.
Oh, sorry. I understand. Yeah.
I went in a little blind. I had been here once or twice before, but had never really spent time here. Coincidentally, my husband used to live here.
Ah.
So he had a better understanding of it, and that helped.
Uh-huh.
And he already had some friends.
Nice.
Yeah. So back to your question about naturism in Dallas. What's interesting is there are a lot of nudists. And what I find fascinating is I think because we're not on a coast, we're not near a beach, I think people try harder. They try harder to hang out. They try harder to get groups together to add that social nudism into their lives just because there aren't as many resorts or places to do it. You know, in California, we have the beaches, we have Palm Springs, New York, there's Gunnison Beach, there's Fire Island, there are places to go. So here they just try harder. So I think that's interesting about being here.
Yeah. And do you mean sort of try harder? I guess, you know, where there's somewhere where there is a nudist beach, it's just kind of like, yeah, we'll see you at the beach on the weekend or whatever. Whereas if you're not somewhere like that, you almost have to make plans as whose house are we going to? Yeah. Who's got a pool? Where's the party
going to
be? Yeah.
Summers are hot as hell in Dallas.
Yeah.
So a lot of pool parties. There are good nudist groups, both gay and straight. There's that I've joined. There's a great, primarily straight one called Sunbirds. They're awesome. They do like once a month events in the summer. They're mostly outdoors at a pool. They do like a nude Olympics. They have a casino night coming up. Like they're really fun. They're fun. They're welcoming. So that's what I mean. People try harder because I think there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah. And so when you moved there, you actively sought out those naturist groups to connect with them?
I did. So I'm sure you've heard of some of the sites like True Nudist and things like that. I had sort of befriended from some people from Dallas on there before I moved. Met up with a few. They were lovely. Like I said, they just welcomed new people with open arms. And you just kind of ask around and find out where the other people hang out and kind of spread your wings that way.
Yeah. And you mentioned Sunbirds is a straight nudist or naturist organization. And I haven't really ever explored straight naturist, social naturism sort of. And you do hear that sometimes, you know, it's not so easy for gay guys to navigate some of those spaces just because of the dynamics. How did you find that?
Like I said, they were very welcoming when I reached out to them. I do think, you know, the separation of the sexual and non-sexual nudity, I think, is important to me. And I think there are spaces for both. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I think even in sort of non-sexual gay spaces, let's be honest, shit goes down. I think most gay men can sexualize anything, like tying your shoe, like, oh yeah,
I'm hot.
Like, you know. Yeah. And I think, so I'm interested in really, you know, exploring all of that, I'm not closed down to one or the other, but I think both are important. And I think it wasn't that I was necessarily seeking out a straight per se group, but I just knew this group did a lot of fun stuff. That's really all it was. And I say that they're a straight group. I don't think they would say that. I
No,
say that.
sure.
They're open, but I would just say 98% of the people in the group are straight.
Yeah.
So that's really kind of how I discovered them. I just enjoyed that they did really fun parties and fun events.
And you touched on it there that you're open to all sorts of naturism, but you do think it's important to highlight non-sexual, nudism and naturism. Could you just talk a little bit more about why that is important to you?
Sure. I think there are a lot of people that want to explore nudism but are afraid. I think what is great about some like these social networks and things like Twitter is that it gives people an opportunity to feel like they're a part of a community without having to leave their front door. And I think one of the fears, I think the two most common fears are that they're going to get photographed, and their pictures are going to wind up everywhere. Or is it wind up in a really sexual situation that they don't want to be in? So I think it is important to have those spaces where the spaces are clear, where everyone knows exactly what you're walking into. And I think that's why I think differentiating the two is important, is just so you know what your surrounding is going to be, what your environment's going to be, what you're walking into, to take away some of those fears. Because it'd be terrifying for someone. For their first ever, social nudist experience, and they think it's just gonna be a barbecue and it's, like a 20 guy orgy in a pool.
Yeah, no, I think having the intention clear is helpful.
Yeah.
Now, you share a lot of really great content on your Twitter. I'm impressed by your handyman skills, obviously. But I was wondering, is there an element of exhibitionism to the way that you showcase your naturism?
Sure, I'm sure to a degree there is. What my takeaway from it is just sort of expressing the banality of doing day-to-day things nude. I think sometimes, like with Twitter, there's very clear like porn-related content, which awesome. And then there are, I think, a lot of nudist accounts that they say they're naturist and nudist, but then you go on and they're just jack-off videos. So I think, and what I liked when I first started, and I actually don't post it that much, to be honest. I would say more of the handyman stuff because I just moved into a new house and
There's
there's
a lot
some
of handyman content to get
a lot of
through.
handyman to do. There are some accounts that I followed that I loved just their day-to-day chores. I just find it so interesting. I think for people, again, that are looking for a community of nudists that don't know where to start. And I think when they're looking at everyone, all these other accounts that are saying they're naturist, but it's, more sexual. I think seeing other accounts where, again, just the banality of day-to-day things nude rather than just a selfie outside or a selfie at the beach, I think I enjoy that. I think that's something where I feel like, oh, I love just seeing people comfortable just doing things around the house. Is it maybe a little voyeuristic? Sure.
Yeah,
Maybe.
it's for me even slightly more erotic than the straight up explicit videos somehow, because it is just that glimpse into someone's life somehow.
Right. I think, yeah, sure. I see both sides of it, but I think it was more just that's what I enjoy seeing, just this that normalcy of just the day-to-day stuff.
You seem to do a fair bit of travel, just me stalking you online, but you always seem to have good photos from good places and sort of naturist travel opportunities as well. Is that something that you actively plan your trips around, is where you can get naked?
I wouldn't say every trip, but it is helpful. My husband and I are both, we are beach and pool people. We can tan like an Olympic sport. So, hopefully there's a nude beach or a nude pool. We go to Palm Springs a lot. So we stay at some clothing optional resorts there. And yeah, we just did a trip to Europe. So he and I, we were meeting a bunch of friends, but he and I just went to Sitges on our own
Fun.
because we knew we could go to the beach there. So it's not a must, but yeah, we'd rather there's at least that option for a few days.
And what are some of your travel destinations that are still on your wish list, or places that you know you'll be going back to? I mean, Sitges is a favorite, obviously, but there's plenty of options, I guess.
We definitely want to spend more time there. It was his first time ever going to Spain.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's such a quick trip because we were meeting other friends. So we were just there for like 36 hours.
Oh, no way. Oh, that's not long enough. No, yeah.
Yeah, not long enough. I would also, I'd love to try Canary Islands. I would love to Thailand, which I know Thailand isn't a huge like nudist destination, but that's on our list of places to go to. I would love to do one of those nude sailing.
Oh, I've done one of those. That was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, which one did you do?
It was called Salty Boys, and it's small boats, so it's not like a big thing,
The
but yeah,
catamarans.
exactly, around the Greek islands this was, but they do all sorts of destinations. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
I love Greece. Greece is one a favorite destination too.
Yeah. There's no shortage of places to go, is there? That's
No.
the thing. I guess my final question is, if someone was a bit curious about naturism and wanting to explore getting naked, what advice or guidance would you give them?
I would say to find some of these social networks where you can meet people. Even True Nudist, there, I think a lot of people have a lot to say about how that site is run. But what's nice is you can meet people close to you. You can actually make some friends that way. And then just making some friends, whether it's online first, somebody you can talk to, somebody you can just talk to about their experiences if you haven't done it before. And hopefully, eventually, get to a beach, get to a hotel, get somewhere outside where you can take your kid off.
That's good advice. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. You can find me on Twitter at GTV London. Today's guest has been JD, the best dressed nudist. You can find him on Twitter at the NKD Stylist. Stay naked, stay sexy, and we'll see you next time. Bye.